Live from the No Panic Zone inside the fence at the farm, where everything is hermetically sealed. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, August 6, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan residents among the first in the nation to get experimental COVID-19 vaccine injections. And right now, Henry Ford Health System looking for more volunteers. Are you one of them? Number two, another very slow day for COVID-19. In fact, just two deaths again to report. But Governor Whitmer doesn't care, and she just keeps rolling over small business owners, threatening them with their livelihood if they don't carry out her orders. The state police also told they must do as they're told or face the consequences. And number one, taking the day off from spreading the idea that Michigan needs to be shut down again, Big Gretchen said focused on declaring racism a public health crisis in Michigan. It is an incredible political stunt, I can say that. Pretty amazing, in fact. She could pander so hard for the votes of black women because that's really what much of this is about, pandering to black voters. It's fine. I get it. It's what it is. But Governor Whitmer signed Wednesday an order declaring racism a public health crisis and created the Black Leadership Advisory Council to elevate black voices. I wonder if they know something we don't. Is support slipping in Southeast Michigan? Makes you wonder. Michelle Obama was clear about this in 2009 and 10 and during her time as First Lady. Michelle Obama talked about the crisis of obesity in America, especially in communities of color. Obesity being one of the premorbidities that is most dangerous if you get the coronavirus and COVID-19. The governor, however, has created this leadership council, and she blames it on systemic racism, inequity in health care, as if doctors treat white patients differently than they treat black patients or Asian patients or Native American patients, which, of course, they don't. Here's the situation. Here's the illness. Here are the things that we're going to use in this hospital or in this clinic. For this patient has this background, and here's the medical history, and here's what we go with. To suggest otherwise is insulting to the medical community. It's insulting to doctors, insulting to nurses, and anyone who is a healthcare professional. It's really off the rails insulting. In April, Whitmer, you may remember, appointed the Michigan Coronavirus Task Force on Racial Disparities, chaired by Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, to study the issue of racial disparity. The virus has been challenging for, you know, many in the state, but they have been especially tough for black and brown people, so says Gilchrist, caused by a system steeped in persistent inequalities. These are the same inequities that have motivated so many Americans of every background to confront the legacy of systemic racism and has been a strain and a stain on our state and nation from the beginning. I'm sick of hearing this garbage. We didn't create slavery. We inherited it. Enough already. We don't treat patients of color any different than other patients. To say otherwise is a slap across the face to every healthcare professional in Michigan. How else could you take it? They're accusing doctors and nurses of treating patients differently. Whitmer's order on Wednesday says the state must review laws that perpetuate inequities, promoting legislation seeking to remedy structural inequities, providing advice to community groups seeking to benefit the black community, and promoting cultural arts in the African-American community. Cultural arts. Okay? Not sure what that has to do with health inequities, but there you go. The task force will consist of 16 members, will be under the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. We are blessed to have a governor who is willing to hear us, march with us, and hear from her office to build a better, more equal world, said Flint Mayor Sheldon Neely. And I say it's just insulting to healthcare professionals of all stripes in Michigan. How can you say that, you know, they're that they're doing their job differently. Oh, and by the way, you have to have training, bias training, because the executive directive directs the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to have all state employees undergo implicit bias training to make health equity a major goal. Yeah, there you go. Meanwhile, a Michigan State trooper will be laid to rest, but not in the normal fashion. Not in the normal fashion. In fact, Trooper Caleb Starr, who died July 31st after being hit head-on in his cruiser on the job working for you and I, on July 10th, he died 3 weeks later from the injury sustained in that accident. His cruiser was destroyed. The woman that hit him had a 0.23 blood alcohol level. She was from out of state. But because of the restrictions put forth by the governor, no more than 10 people can be at the funeral home for visitation. And no more than 100 people can be at the actual event, at the funeral itself, which will happen in Mason today and tomorrow. A private memorial service will be held August the 8th at Mason High School. And normally thousands of people would turn out to support Caleb Starr's family, recognize that he gave his life while working for us at the age of just 33. Not this time, even for an outside gathering, but it's perfectly fine to have massive marches and protests and the governor kneeling with hundreds of people. That's perfectly fine, but to attend the funeral of a state trooper that gave his life, that would normally attract police officers from all over this country to come, no, can't do that. Can't do that. I think it's just sad. I think it's reprehensible. Caleb Starr deserves better, and so do you. Instead of honoring the Michigan State Police, the governor's now using them to make them the face of her dirty work. She's making them do the dirty work for her to go out and try to enforce these executive orders against business owners and individuals. A lot to be said for that, and a lot to be said for that, that it's just not right. Making the state police be the face of everything that she's doing is not right. It's bad for the state police, one of the most respected law enforcement agencies in the world. The Michigan State Police are respected worldwide for their abilities, their techniques, their technical ability, everything. And this is just a stain on them. It's part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And you can say a prayer for Caleb Starr's family. That's what you can do. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did. because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling.